Hello, Stephanie.
Hey, did I catch you at a better time?
I was just feeding, but I'm not gonna hang up this time.
Okay.
I'm not gonna ask you the problem. I was looking at that NBC report.
The NBC report?
I think it's NBC where you guys came out on the news, something like that. Well, tell me you're not familiar with it, because then I'm going to have doubts.
I don't recall any NBC report.
It's probably not NBC, but it's on your page. It tells you.
On our website?
Yeah, on your website. Let me see. It's called, featured on NBC. It's got a link to that. But it's, it's got like a one. It's not like a video of under 2 minutes of a customer you guys.
Oh, children?
That works. You guys work.
Oh. Cool. Okay.
Anyways, it was like a testimony.
Nice. Yeah, we have several testimonies on our website of our client success.
So what are we going from here now? Let me send you our. Now, the number you gave me I can send you a text message? About to send you our logo, because you keep talking about fencing, and that's not the business that we're going to...
Right, and I was looking at the notes. I was looking at the notes from our previous calls, and I recall that you're not wanting... It's for the shed company, right?
Yes, so let me find your number here, and I'll send it to you real quick.
I could send you a text right now, and then you could just respond to it.
Okay, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Or see if this goes through.
Okay, I went ahead and sent you a text to our number. I've been receiving the texts that you have been sending. Like
did you just get it right now?
Let me see. Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you see the our logo? Did you get the logo I sent you?
Hold on 1 second. It's not allowing me to open it. Yeah, it's not allowing me to open it for some reason.
Well, that's weird. Can I text you to the 877 or?
What's that?
You sent me a number. I can't text it to that, can I?
Yeah, you can. I don't need your logo right now. Your technician,
okay.
When I schedule you in for your client interview, your technician will get that from you. Along with, so we can handle that then. All I need to do for now is to gather some basic information from you, Andreas, and then we'll schedule you in for that client interview, and then we'll secure that payment of the $299 and close out the category, okay?
Right.
So it's going to be under your name, right?
No.
Whose name is it going to be? Okay,
the name is, the owner of the company is Jorge Gonzalez. And that's spelled with a J. J-O-R-G-E. Yes.
Okay. And that's G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And then I still have an email, A-G-O-C-H-E, the number 8@gmail.com. Is that accurate?
That's right.
Okay. All right. And then Google's going to send you a one-time PIN verification code in the mail. Okay, it's the size of a postcard. I have 513 Northeast 3rd Street. Is that going to be the address?
No, that's not a mailing address.
Oh.
That's not a mailing address because we don't receive our mail in the town we live in. It has to be a P.O. box.
Okay, unfortunately, Google does not allow us to use a P.O. box to get that PIN verification code. It has to be a physical mailing address.
Well, we have to figure something out because I don't, we literally can't, we don't get our mail at home.
There's no, I mean, as long as it's within the area, do you have like a friend or family's address you can use just to get that PIN verification code in the mail? We're not going to promote the address at all. We're just, it's just purposes of getting you PIN verified.
Here's what happens and what they told me at the post office. I'm going to give you my home address. And whatever doesn't get delivered there, they put it into my P.O. box. But it'll show up, supposedly it'll show up. You can send it to my address, but of course they're not going to deliver it, but they'll call me or they'll put it in my box.
Do you want to try that?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. Then the 513 Northeast 3rd Street?
No, I'm going to give you the 122 Northeast 3rd Street.
Okay. And that's in Buffalo?
Give me a second real quick. Yes.
Sure.
Oye, para hacer esto legal, tienen que mandar una, van a mandar una postal al domicilio, pero vamos a estar que estés al tanto, que, y vas a decirle a Brenda y en todo que sea lista para recibir esta tarjeta, porque... Para que no haga fraude, así hacen las cosas. Entonces, tienen que, te van a mandar una tarjeta para que recibas, que es un PIN, para que esté, para que todo sea, camine bien, así hacen las cosas. Por eso tenemos que pagarles, pero ellos tienen, van a mandar una verificación.
No, ahorita no vamos a pagar, te tengo una prima corriente,
¿sí? Te pregunté sí. Ahora y me dijiste que ahora lo íbamos a hacer. Me acabas de decir en la mañana que ahora lo íbamos a hacer.
Porque yo todo donde iba a sacar la asegurante y todo eso. All right, go ahead.
Okay. So, okay, and then I'm going to add you as an authorized user as well. And then do you want English to be the primary language or Spanish?
Yes. No, English.
English, okay. And then as far as the services you offer, building sheds, what other services do you want to be found for?
Well, if you're going to do that, put welding and then and a barbed wire fence.
Okay. Sorry, do you do commercial as well?
Again?
Is it residential and commercial?
Yes, just for commercial also because I don't want to get whatever we do. See, my primary is the steel building, so I don't want to just make sure that none of it gets lost in translation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people look me up, that's this one's for that. But if you can add some other stuff, then that's fine. I'm happy for that, but. I don't want it to get lost in translation. Like this advertising is going to be strictly or mainly for the steel buildings. It's awesome that you can put that because I was going to ask you that too. Huh?
Yeah. So you get up to 15 different keywords. So that's just how they're going to find you. If anyone's looking for any of those services, they type that in Google and then they'll find you that way on that first page. But we're still promoting your primary service. You're just allowed multiple services. Okay.
And, that falls
and then what other,
Is that, so that's still in the same pricing, the quote you gave me, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, what other ways do you want to word that? I mean, building sheds, you said metal sheds?
It could be a steel buildings, a barn, sheds. There's also, they call them barnominiums. And that's actually like a home, but it's made out of steel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's lean-tos. And lean is the word like leaning, just like when you're leaning. Or something's leaning, tilted. That's lean to the
leaning what?
The word lean to is it implies something that's leaning, like
tilted. Okay.
So
okay.
So they're called lean-tos.
Twos.
So it's two words. Yeah, it's two words. It's not the number two.
T O O.
It's lean to. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Perfect. And then you mentioned you don't have a business Facebook page, right?
That I don't have what?
A business Facebook page?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay. All right. And then you don't have a website either, right?
I do not, no.
Okay. We're going to create one for you.
All okay.
right. Now, as far as the areas that you'd like to target, okay?
This is nationwide. I mean, the Northwest.
Well, you get up to 50 miles.
Oh, just 50 miles?
I mean, we can get you found further if need be, but we can't do nationwide. That's absolutely, it has to be.
Okay, well, what, okay, you know how California is, if, I don't know if you noticed this, but California, like, as far as, like, the contractors, they're, California, Arizona, and Nevada. It's a tri-state.
Uh-huh.
We're also a tri-state. We're with Kansas, Texas, and, it's Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. It's because we're on the panhandle, so we are like, the panhandle goes into the state of Texas, and then it, and we're bordered with Kansas, so we're also a tri-state, and with all those three states.
Okay. Well, so how this works, this is going to get you found within, outside of that radius, right? So we can, the only way to get you found further would be to do the Google ads.
Okay.
That can get you found a little bit further and target certain areas. The Google ads.
That's going to be more money, right?
Yes.
But yeah, and we're not ready to do that right now. Because we
so what I would recommend is stay within that 50 to 75 mile radius.
Okay.
And then once you see how well that works for you, then you can always opt in later on down the line if you want to do the Google ads to get found further.
Okay. And just for information, how much more is it the Google ads?
So we can get you in for the Google ads for $448.
Okay. So we'll just do the, that's not a whole lot more. Because
not,
I remember
no, when, and if you think about it, you know, once you get that exposure, the more jobs you get, that'll offset the cost.
I remember when it was in the tens of or the thousands.
I mean, you're with a great company, a premier Google channel partner. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, so then surrounding areas.
Okay, well, that's kind of a bummer because I didn't know that it was going to be 50 to 75 miles out. But we're going to have to cover the part where we go into Texas and Kansas, where that touches. I don't know how you're going to do the radius. How do you figure that part out? But
as long as it's within that range, we can pick and choose the areas you want to target.
Okay. Yeah, Avelino. Yeah, nomás.
Okay, so let's see here. Yeah, these are quite a few. So within, I'm just going to put as far as you can be found. Okay. Now, are you licensed and insured?
Our state, I mean, the state out here does not require a be licensed, but we're insured. Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. And then the hours of operation, how do you want to promote that on Google?
I mean, would that be like the phone calls that I get?
Yes. Like when you're able to take phone calls.
Just don't put a time on there for now.
Okay.
Yeah, don't put a time on there.
All right. And then the forms of payment you accept?
Well, I think we're set up. We're set up for a car payment, but we had never used it, so I'm gonna have to get back into that, see what's up with that. But we can set that up fast. I mean, just
cash, check,
cash and checks.
Okay. Do you do like Zelle or Venmo or anything?
No, we haven't set up for that. I know we had done it for the fencing, but we never. We only used it for one major job, and we haven't used that in a while. So
okay.
I have to check into that. Yeah.
Not a problem. Okay, so we're going to schedule you in for your client interview, okay? We are pretty booked up for the rest of today, but how's tomorrow looking for you? It'll be like
that's
a 30-minute interview max.
Hopefully it happens tomorrow because that's the time that I take off for to handle these things.
So you will be available tomorrow?
Good.
Friday's
perfect. The day that I handle all this. Yes.
We could do any time after 10 a.m.
That's great. Yep.
What time works for you? Does 11 work?
Yes, that's fine. Yes, that's
okay.
La acabas de comprar, okay? Oh.
And you want that in English? Would you like to speak with an English speaker, representative, or?
Yeah, I'm not going to be around my boss, so yes.
Okay.
So
all right.
Just need an English speaker.
Okay. Now, I sent you a text message to our contact. What's that?
Do me a favor. Find me a bilingual one. Because my boss is going to have to be,
Because my boss
is going to have to be around at some point.
Absolutely. That's not a problem.
Okay. I know you're in California, so you can't tell me there's no bilinguals.
We have quite a few of them working at the office, so that's not an issue. Okay. All right. So I'll have a bilingual technician give you a call. Between 11 and 12 tomorrow.
Okay.
Let me notate that. Okay, perfect. And I'm sending you an invite to your email through Google Calendar. You don't have to respond to it. It's just for your record to have. And then they'll send you a reminder too before your interview.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sending that out. Okay, so we have you scheduled in. Perfect. So now we're going to go ahead and get into billing, okay? Are you going to secure the position with a business card or is it a personal card?
It's a business card.
A business card, okay. And is there a middle initial? It's a Jorge's card, right?
Yeah, but there is an initial in it.
What initial?
It's Leija, L-E-I-J-A.
It's spelt out? Or just the letter L? Is it spelled out or just the letter L?
No, it's spelled out.
You say that one more time. L-E?
I-J-A.
Okay, perfect.
So it's Jorge. Well, actually, that's kind of weird because they have, the card actually says Jorge L. Gonzalez Leija.
I screwed
it. Yeah, so they ended up putting it, but I don't know why they did that way. I just noticed it.
Okay. All right. And then the address associated with the card, is that going to be the same?
You know what? What I'm going to do is change that address on it. I'm going to have it go to his home address, and his wife is going to pick up after.
Perfect.
She's going to do the paperwork because she's going to need to do some insurance work on it, so she'll have to look out for that.
Okay.
So
what address is that going to be?
It's 513 Northeast 3rd Street. I think you had it on there originally.
Yes, and that's 738-34?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. All right. And is that going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for those numbers when you are. You said it's a business card, right?
It's under his name, so I guess we're going to have to scratch that. It's under his name.
Okay. Not a problem. All right. I'm ready.
5195-1311-0640-9227.
Okay. And that's 5195-1311-0640-9227.
That's correct. And it's 1124. Uh-huh. And then it's 888-888.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're locking you in for just $299, and this is going to be our Facebook ads bundle with the local map section bundle, okay? And that's our platinum bundle package.
Okay.
Now, after I process your payment, your invoice is going to be sent to you via text message and via email,
okay?
Okay. And I'm going to walk you through it, but I will need you to go ahead and sign.
Okay.
Sign the terms and conditions, and I will walk you through that in just a second. Okay.
Ya pasaron las 12, Belino, ¿no te ha terminado eso? ¿Ah? A ver, chequealo otra vez.
¿Cómo sí?
¿Dónde miras que se está limpiando?
Ya bajó el... Hola,
¿cómo le damos?
Okay. So, you should be receiving this invoice via text message and via email, okay? So, Andreas, as soon as you get that, it'll say, please click here to accept these subscription terms, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to click on the link, and then it'll take you straight to your subscription. It'll take you straight to your terms and conditions that I will need you to sign, okay? So, let me know when you receive that.
No sé por qué hablo, voy a ir para acá porque me está carajoleando. Sí, está difícil.
Did you get that text message by chance?
Yes, I'm reading the bottom part.
Okay. So essentially the terms and conditions, it just has all of the services that we offer. And then on the bottom, it's going to show the package that we got you in for. Okay. So then there's a box for you to check. It'll say, I certify that I am an authorized holder. You check that box. And then below that, there's a box for you to sign your name, exactly how it shows.
Okay. Okay, I just have one question. It says, it's saying, I get it. Click here and type your name as seen above. Okay. So I have to put George's name again, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. In the middle, exactly how it's spelled out above.
Okay.
Si están tranquilos, que están sin mañana, van a estos 20 vueltas y agarran el maíz solo y no lo van a entender los ruidos.
Oh, I see what's wrong. You misspelled the last name.
Oh, no, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
I did.
It's two Z's. So it's G-O-N-D-A-L-E-Z.
Oh, two Z's. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can't send you another. Let me fix that here. Okay. And I spelled the middle right. Yeah. Everything else is spelled correct, right?
Yes.
All right, let me try it one more time.
Entonces, he hecho una hablada mañana, a ver cómo te va de rato. Y ahí búscanos. Hey, no te llamo en el chile, dale lo de él. Y lo demás, y él te va a ver más, pero que no se dejen, que le me pasa bien. Órale, entonces, aquí te va.
Okay, you should be set. So you should be getting the updated terms and conditions via email.
Okay.
It should be sent to you any minute now. Let me make sure. Yeah, it says it was sent successfully.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes.
Oh, it did send in a text message too. Okay.
What am I waiting on now?
Oh, did you sign? Did you sign your?
Yes, I did. I did.
And then did you confirm signature?
Yes.
What popped up?
And then it says local / username and password.
Perfect. Okay. So that you could actually get out of that screen because your technician
okay.
is going to walk you through that tomorrow during
okay.
your client interview. And what that's going to be, that's they're going to provide the login credentials. That's for your customized
okay.
tracking and reporting system. So
okay.
this is going to be a way for you to monitor your reviews. You're going to be able to track what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location of the search that's being performed. You're also going to be able to track how many phone calls you receive from new clients, okay? So it's a really good way to track your success, everything that's going on. Now, like I said, if you ever wanted to add keywords, you always have that option. Or if you want to change any content on your Google listing or even your website, your account management team will help you with that, okay? So I'm sending you a couple of text messages here. You already have our contact number. My name is Stephanie. I will be the lead on your account. However, moving forward, you will be assigned to an account management team, okay? So I'm sending you a five-minute YouTube video to watch, okay? This is just going over Local Splash, who we are as a company. And then I'm also sending you a text message labeled advanced reporting, okay? And then I'm going to send you two emails. The first
okay.
email I'm sending you is going to be labeled Facebook advertising. And what that's going to be is essentially everything that we discussed that's included in the package is going to be in writing for you, okay? And that's the local
okay.
map section, Facebook ads, the website, all of that is included, okay? In addition to that, I'm sending you another email. It's going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. What that's going to
okay.
be, that's going to walk you through your customized tracking and reporting system, step by step
okay.
how to navigate through that, okay? So I'm sending that now. And then the last thing we need.
You're going to force me to get a Facebook account, huh?
You don't have to use, so you don't have to do anything on your end. We do everything on our end, on the back end. So all you have to do is be ready to take on those calls once they start coming away, or the inquiries.
Yeah. All right. Listen, where's on, so there's no receipt on these that you sent until you send the Facebook one, or I open up the Facebook one? I need to show my boss I know where the money went.
So that's the terms and conditions that you received.
Okay.
That's your invoice. As soon as I process your payment, that's your invoice, the one that you signed.
Okay, but it doesn't show any amount.
It should, yeah. It should show it. Let me pull it up here. It should show exactly the package that you got in for. And then, let's see here. It's the local splash initial invoice.
Well, on the website, it's showing the dashboard analytics. Would it be on that?
No, that's completely different. That's your client dashboard. But I did send you an email just now of everything that we discussed that's included in the package in writing for you, and it does have the price included.
The only problem is that it's set on like a desktop view. It's not sitting in my phone.
It's not saving on your phone?
It's not fitting in my phone. It's like, it's on that desktop.
Well, it's just a standard email.
In the email, it's like, what do you call that? It's,
like
I'm looking at it like if I was looking at it, like if I was looking at it from a desktop computer. It doesn't fit in my phone. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah. And when I try to scroll to the side, it changes the page. It doesn't scroll to the side.
Let me see here. I'm not able to pull up this invoice here for some reason. Let me see.
No.
So, I mean, it's just a standard email. Like, if you were to pull up your email, it's just, there's no link or anything. It just says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then it says the pricing, $299 month to month.
Yeah, but on my end, it says new advance, blah, blah, and then I can't see the rest. Introducing the best, blank, blank, blank. Check to see how you something appears online.
Nope, that's not it. It should be the most recent email. The most recent email, it was sent at 10:32 a.m., which is...
12:32 for me.
Yes.
It's not here. I haven't got it.
Let me send it one more time.
Okay.
Just to make sure you got it. It shows it was sent. Okay, let's try it one more time.
No, no, no. Necesito el dinero, mejor yo prefiero dártelos que firmes mejor, porque no nos vamos a hablar y por ahí nos traen como gastos los reyes ahorita.
Okay, so I just sent you the email. It's labeled Facebook Advertising. That's what it says in the email.
No.
And it includes the price. It also includes everything that it shows everything that's included in the package. It lists down every single feature in the package.
Nothing yet.
Nothing?
Nope.
try refreshing your email or even looking in the spam. Sometimes it goes in there. I sent it a few times.
No, it's not in my spam either. Nope.
Let me see here. Okay, hold on. 1 second. You got the calendar invite, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah. If you received the calendar invite, I sent it twice.
Okay, I got it then.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So it says, but see, it says I'm pricing $2.99 a month.
Yes.
But where's my receipt? It says that. Where does it say that I've already paid?
So your actual receipt is the bill of sale, which is the invoice that was sent to you. Right after I processed your payment, it was sent to you in a text message and an email. Remember, I said, so your invoice will be sent to you in a text message, and then that's how you got to the terms and conditions, where you clicked on that link. That's the invoice. That's your receipt.
Let me see. It says local splash, advanced reporting, introducing a cutting edge.
Nope, not that one.
No?
It should be the first. It should be one of the first text messages that you received. It should say, thank you for choosing local splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Your invoice is located below this email. If you are having trouble viewing the image, please make sure to click View Images.
It says the link you're trying to access has expired.
Yeah, and that's what it was saying for me too when I was trying to pull it up. I wasn't sure if it was just my end. Let me check with my supervisor here. I'm not sure what's happening with that.
Okay.
Hold on. Bear with me here.
Mira, Belino. Allá, la señora. Se fue con el que le gusta la cosa.
No, pues
¿Qué parece un barrio?
Sí, hablé con él y dije, párate ahí a buscarlo.
Okay, so while I'm waiting on that, he's gonna take a look at that right now. Yeah, that's weird. That's never happened to me anyway. Okay, so while we're waiting for him to fix that, I'm gonna go ahead and read you the terms local splash's voice verification. And the reason why I have to read this to you is because we have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So it's actually going to be an added form of protection for you. If there's something that you don't understand and you need me to clarify for you, just interrupt me and then I'll explain it, okay? So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Brahmin Steel Building.
LLC.
Okay, 1 second. Okay. Let's see. Please state your name and title within the business.
That would be mine, right?
Yes. No, it would be...
George Gonzalez, owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 2nd in the non-refundable discounted amount of $299. This will be a reoccurring payment. When the second term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Okay. So that concludes the voice verification, and I'm just confirming with my supervisor here, see if he got that fixed. And then, so you signed it already, so you viewed it, but you need a, you need Jorge to be able to access that as well. Okay. All right. So I would like to be the first to welcome you, Jorge and Andreas, to Local Splash. We're very excited to have you on board, and we're very confident that, you know, you're going to stick with us long term. This is a long term solution for your company. And let's see here. So you have our contact number. That's the number that's going to call you tomorrow between 11 and 12 for your client interview. Okay. So be sure to save that to your phone. And then any questions that you have between now and then, you can always email me or text or call. Otherwise, you can ask the technician. They'll be able to answer any questions you have. Now, I'm just trying to see how we can fix this so that so that he can access it. It shouldn't be showing up that way. You should have been able to just pull it up, and it just shows right there. But you saw when you signed it, you saw where it said the price in the package.
Yes, I need to be able to show my receipt. Yeah, that's what I need to do.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so he said that he sent you another copy via text message and email.
Okay.
So you should be receiving that any minute.
¿Y pagándole ya te arreglan eso?
It's going to be the same one with the signature?
Pagando eso ya te arreglan eso.
Yes. And if you could sign that one more time. Yeah, so it shows exactly the payment, the local bundle and the Facebook ads. It shows exactly how much it's for. That's the terms and conditions. So if you could sign that one more time, check that box. I certify that I am an authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and then sign your name one more time.
I did, and then it took me back to the Local Splash username and password.
Perfect. Okay. So you should be able to access that at any time if you need to show Jorge. You can go back to click on that link, and I'll take you straight to it.
Okay. So the username and the password will be done tomorrow?
Yes. So your technician will provide the login credentials for that tomorrow during your client interview.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, it keeps going to that link is expired.
I did it again?
Yep. So, and I won't be able to show them that unless I just did it again.
Órale.
Okay, he's going to send you another one. I don't know why it's happening that way, but
okay.
You're just going to have to check your email again, and then
okay.
He'll send you, he's going to send you another one via email, and then when you need to show him, just pull it up
okay.
When you open the email, and then
okay.
You won't have to sign that one.
Aquí está el recibo de lo que se pagó la otra salida, $2.99. Okay. Y mañana van a hablar en una entrevista porque van a poner todo bien, va a hacer una página web también. Y esto, cuando quiera, se lo mando a Brenda. Eso y el papel ese. Okay. Okay. All right, I see it now. And this is how it was. También va a salir en el Facebook.
Sí.
El anuncio. This is what I wanted to see that in that form.
Okay.
So it's on.
So you're able to act. You got it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. So we have you set up. I mean, do you have any questions for me at this point, Andreas?
So just remind me tomorrow what's going to happen in the interview.
So during the interview, they're essentially going to be crossing their T's, dotting their I's. They're going to make sure
mm-hmm.
that everything that I have put down is accurate, okay? Because that's super important for your Google listing, for the optimization, for everything to be accurate across the board, okay? Down to the phone number and all of that, okay? So they're going to go over that, and then they're also going to go over content for your website. They're going to purchase a domain for you for your website, and then they're going to just go over more in depth about this, you know, everything, what's included, answer any further questions that you have. It'll be like
okay.
maybe 20, 30 minutes with the technician. They're just going to get you started. Yeah. That way we're going to get you PIN verified
okay.
so we can get your Google business profile going. And
okay.
just everything's going to – so let me break down the timeline for you, okay? So this is what
all
to right. expect, okay? Day 1 through day 3, you'll have your client interview.
Okay.
Content editing, and quality control. Day 5 through day 7, your dashboard is going to be active, and then the directory submissions will be active as well. Those different directories I mentioned you'll be listed on. And then
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay. That's okay. So day 7 through day 14, your website will be completed, and you'll be listed in the Facebook ads. And then day 30 through day 45, you'll be in the local map section. So you're going to see results very quickly with us.
Okay, but so when can my customer start seeing the our business on the listings?
So 30 to 45 days is when you'll be in the local map section. But we definitely like to under-promise and over-deliver when it comes to that. We've seen a lot of clients show up quicker than that. That's just the time frame we provide. So even though it does take 30 to 45 days to get you in that map section, you will see results when you're in those directories in 7 days, like Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, BBB.org, and then also the Facebook ads will be in 2 weeks. So,
okay,
I mean,
so if it's going to take 30 to 45 days, then that means that you're going to expect another payment, right?
Yes, so it is a month-to-month payment, $299 each month. But like
yes,
I said.
But if it's going to take 45 days, and then by that time I got to pay you another, and I haven't even been because customers are not able to see me on Google. I mean,
so it does take time. Right? We cannot flip a switch and then have you up overnight. That's not how SEO works. Anyone that says they can get you up on that first page of Google in 1 week, they're lying. Okay? Matter of fact, if they're not a Google partner, it's going to take them 3 to 4 months, if not longer, to get you up there. We're a premier Google channel partner, which means we get training directly from Google to provide this service for you. Okay? We've achieved a higher level of training, certification, and product knowledge than other Google partners have. So what that means is we can get you up there quicker than other companies can. Are you going to be up in a week or two? No, unfortunately, that's not how it works. It does take time. But that's why we are offering others. We're going to be listing you in other areas as well so you can see results quicker, right? So you're going to be listed in 60 different directories in 1 week. In 2 weeks, you're going to be in the Facebook ads, okay? So you're going to start getting calls from there, even though it will take 30 to 45 days to get you in that map section, if not quicker. Like I said, we might be able to get you up there quicker.
So that sounds better, because if it's going to take 45 days before I get a phone call, my boss is going to be asking me what's going on, you know? But if you're going to put me on other directories within the week, then that changes.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Yes. Unfortunately, that's just the time frame, but I'm telling you right now, if you go with any other company, Andreas, it's going to take them a lot longer to get you up there. Sometimes
okay,
we won't see themselves
them.
Up there. Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, I'm not going to go with another company, because I'm not going to start paying all kinds of different advertising companies. But what I was going to tell you is, what does it mean? What are the other directory listings? What does that mean?
So directories. So like Bing is a big one that we're going to place you. We're going to provide initial content creation on Bing. We're going to get you on Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Facebook, BBB.org, Super Pages, White Pages. There's over 60 different directories we're placing you on.
Okay.
And what that's going to do is not only get your name out there even more, but it's going to look really good for your online listing. It's going to look really good for the Google placement. So the more directories you're listed on, the better.
Okay. No, that's fine. Cool. You took a load off of me, because I thought, 45 days, my boss is going to be like, are you nuts? You know, and I have to sum it up.
We understand.
We understand. Anyway,
and that's why we ask, you know, you give us a shot for 2 months. Let us do the magic, right? Let us work our magic, and then, you know, you're officially 2 months down the line, you're going to be squared away, ready to, you know, everything will be completed, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great.
Okay.
Sounds
all right. And all we ask, you know, is that you give us 1% of your trust. Let us earn the 99%. You know, we've been doing this a long time. 17 years is a long time in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
We've helped a lot of people, so... We're very capable of providing this service for you. You're with a really good company.
Okay. And what's the number that I can contact?
So I sent you a text message. It's 877-635-6225.
Okay, I did get it. All right. Okay.
Okay.
I don't think I have any other questions. If I have any other questions, that's the number I call, the 877?
Yes. Yes, you will be assigned to an account management team, and they'll provide their extension for you tomorrow to contact them. And worst case scenario, if you can't get a hold of anyone, you can always reach me. Let me know that you're trying to get a hold of them. That should never happen, though. They're very responsive.
Okay. All right.
Andreas. Well, thank you so much for returning the call, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day as well.
Okay, we're getting a lot of rain lately, so we'll be all right. We needed it. It's been dried out here.
Yeah. Yeah, we could use some rain out here too, so.
Yeah, but you live in the city, so you don't really need it. There's nothing but farmland over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good that it's raining then.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, thank you very much, Stephanie, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Or sounds good. You have my email. So we're located in Orange County, California, Southern California, particularly Costa Mesa. That's where the office is based out of.
You're off the highway?
Huh?
You're off the freeway, the 22, or which is the other one, the 55, or what is it?
Yeah, it's the 55.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thank you very much. Say it again.
You're familiar?
Well, I used to live in California, and I've lived in Orange County.
Oh, what part again?
I grew up and was raised half my life in San Pedro, California. Then I moved to Wilmington, which was that sucked. But then when I moved out of California, I was living in Long Beach. But during that time in between, I lived in Mission Viejo and Laguna Niguel, not Laguna Niguel, Laguna,
nice.
Yeah, Laguna Niguel, the canyon, Laguna Canyon.
Uh-huh.
And I've lived in, what's that other place? It's by Mission Viejo,
Lake Forest?
What? It's right below Lake Forest on the opposite side of the highway. Aliso Viejo, there you go. That's,
mm-hmm.
Irvine was the largest growing city at that time when I was out there in the nation. So, yep. So I'm a California person. Some one of these days I'll probably just pack up and go back to California because there's nothing like it. And I've been to a lot of states in the country and I can't. But the cost of living is so cheap out here, you know?
Right.
$300 gets you a 2-bedroom and, you know, garage and all that. So, but I won't take more of your time. I'm going to be there in August. I'm going to take vacation and I'm going to probably grow gills by the time I come back because I'm going to stay in the ocean though. All the food come down there. Yep.
Nice. Well, enjoy. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome. You have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, goodbye.